Hi, I'm Ken.
And I'm Dee.
And with us today is returning guest Hannah.
Hello again.
Woohoo! Welcome back for more Sailor's Word Book.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Excited to have you.
Now, if you've decided to jump in the latter half of the alphabet with zero context, I should tell you, the Sailor's Word Book is an alphabetical digest of nautical terms, including some more especially military and scientific but useful to seamen, as well as archaisms of early voyages, etc. by the late Admiral W.H. Smith with a Y, published 1867.
I have to say, Ken, I really have to admit that every time you say seamen, I do a little tiny tee-hee.
Tee-hee.
And I'm not proud of it, but I just thought I should own that.
I mean, hard same. Hard same.
You're both so valid. Now, we are on the letter O. However, I have received an important update to our previous episode on the letter N from Dr. Mike, my esteemed brother-in-law, who texted me to say, FYI, the French word for shipwreck is naufrage, so I expect that's where naufragiate comes from.
Oh.
Whoa!
The G-E-A-T-E part is probably pronounced J-A-T-E, which I have attempted to reproduce in reading this text out loud. It is not, in fact, naufragiate. It is more likely naufragiate.
Naufragiate.
Naufragiate. Hey.
Will we be fragiating today? No. No fragiate.
Wait, that's awesome. Thanks, Dr. Mike.
Thank you, Dr. Mike.
Thanks, Dr. Mike.
We did not get to that segment in my 4 years of French education.
We begin the letter O with to shove in an oar.
Well, we still use that today, is to stick in your opinion where it's not wanted.
Precisely.
I did not know that.
Oh, really? I feel like I've heard people be like, don't stop shoving your oar in.
I've never heard that.
Maybe that's because I'm a person with a lot of inconvenient opinions and a predilection for expressing them.
You are definitely not alone in that.
I was gonna say, I would not call Dee an unopinionated individual.
I think everyone on this call.
No one has ever specifically told me to stop sticking an oar in, but I don't imagine the thought never crossed their mind.
Yeah. I mean, it could also maybe, like, in a positive way, mean to help, I think, but I've only ever heard it in a negative, like, shoving an oar in is usually the verb I've heard.
And that is precisely how it is defined in the Sailor's Word Book. To shove an oar in is to intermeddle or to give an opinion unasked.
Intermeddle is also really good.
Right?
That's probably just a Victorianism, not a nautical one specifically, but that's... Oof, that's tasty.
We do love a Victorianism on this podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Our next word is obey.
Well, there's actually a lot of things I could say here, and I don't think any of them are funny, so I'll just pass.
It's that clothing brand with the guy with the face.
Oh, yeah.
In the Sailor's Word Book, it is a word forming the fulcrum of naval discipline.
Well, okay, sure, I guess. When you're on a boat, you have to do what the guy in charge says.
Otherwise, the boat don't go.
Yeah, we gotta make the boat go, fellas.
This word is definitely only used in this context.
I think he's being a little silly for his own amusement in writing his dictionary.
He's having a little tee-hee halfway through the alphabet.
He's having a larf, he is. Off at a tangent.
That sounds really similar to throwing an oar in it.
That's me when I get distracted during a conversation.
That's right? Half of these episodes.
Real.
That's us for the half hour prelude to recording. In the Sailor's Word Book, it is going in a hurry or in a testy humor.
Testy.
Wow. I think in the nautical context, it comes from, like, having to calculate a tangent, whether by using math I don't understand in order to navigate or to aim a cannon.
I was gonna say, this is like a maths thing, huh?
I think it's a maths thing. Honest to God, every chapter thus far has been at least 50% math.
Yeah.
And those definitions I skip because, well...
They're boring.
If I could do math, would I have an antiques podcast? No.
No.
Write in if you think that Ken should learn math.
We're just gonna get more emails from Dr. Mike, whose entire job is math,
yeah.
And whose doctorate is also math.
Do you think Ken would be better at antiques if he knew math? Write in antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
Don't write in. We don't need to hear it.
Honestly, though, this phrase in particular makes me think of somebody, like, calculating angles to, like, elbow past people on deck. Like, finding the shortest path between a bunch of folks and just shoving through and pissing them off.
Oh my god, just going, like, full Sherlock calculations in front of face trying to navigate between all the other sailors.
And still bonking into all of them because he's in a hurry.
Yes.
Relatable.
Like a champion pool player just like calculating his own path to bonk into as many of his fellow sailors as possible.
Intricate rituals, etc., etc.
Alright, D is going to make fun of me for our pronunciation on this one, but our next word is ogident. O-G-G-I-D-E-N-T.
Well, I don't know why you assumed I'd make fun of you, because I don't know that word.
Is it a corruption of Occident, as in Western?
That's my best guess, myself.
It is a corruption.
Ogident.
Ogident? Only thing I can guess is that it's because I know Portuguese better than you.
Yes, that is the reason you're going to make fun of me when I attempt to pronounce it in the definition.
Ninguém me vida diz ogident, nem dia nem noite.
Ai, Kurishka. The definition as given in the Sailor's Word Book is Jack's corruption of aguardiente.
Okay.
What?
A fiery and very unwholesome spirit. Yeah, you see why.
Okay.
So like St. Elmo's fire, kind of, or?
No, it's aguardiente. And I had to look it up because I don't drink and I think amaretto's a kind of wine, but...
Aguardent? Aguardent, tu dis?
Yes!
Tu dis aguardent, yes! Same!
Same! Oh. Same.
I am minded the dish. It means fire water, yeah.
Oh my god, spirit as in booze. I was like a spooky fire ghost.
I was so confused because he was saying the word so bad.
Yes, I know! I know!
I don't even have an excuse of not drinking. I drink a fair amount. I just love ghosts. Shit.
So I had to use Google Translate on the word I can't pronounce, and it came up with schnapps.
Majumans, yeah.
Majumanos.
Wow.
Oh, so the English people mashed that down into ogident?
Yes.
Oh.
And I still somehow managed to pronounce it worse than them.
Yeah, you did. You invented a whole new word.
Our next word is oil butt.
Hee hee.
Uh-oh.
Right, there's your problem, man.
In the Sailor's Word Book, it is defined as a name for the black whale.
Oh.
Wait, really? I thought it was going to be...
Yeah.
I mean, like, a butt is like a barrel, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just saying, like, oh yeah, that thing's chock-a-block with oils.
I got a question. What, the black whale?
Yes.
Who's he? I don't know him.
You know, that one.
I don't think they're referring to the restaurant in New Bedford, no.
No, but like, I don't, yeah, but like, who is it? Who are you talking about?
The black whale. You know the one. He's in the ocean.
Am I supposed to know who he is?
The black whale. Singular.
You know, the one. The only. The orige.
He's got an album coming out soon.
Oh, gee.
Our next phrase is old hand.
Well, that's when your hand is getting a little on in years.
You got that Benjamin Button hand disease.
You got those Benjamin Button hands, baby. Old hands.
It is a knowing and expert person.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
I mean, we do actually, for all our jokes, we do actually use that one nowadays.
Yeah.
Or maybe I? Okay. Canada does too. All right. Not just me.
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't say we're exactly, like, a super typical cross-section of humanity, but...
Our vocabulary may be influenced by certain specialized interests of ours, but...
I mean, that's a good point, but at least I'm not alone.
But I feel like I've heard normal people use it.
Old horse.
Well, you got a Benjamin Button horse.
Pre-glue.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. That just sounds like an affectionate Britishism, like when people call each other old sausage or whatever.
Do they say old sausage?
Yes! No!
Do we have any British listeners? Please let us know.
Write in antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com.
Michael, back me up.
And sorry about all that stuff we said.
In the Sailor's Word Book, it is defined as tough salt beef.
Ugh.
I don't like any part of that.
Yeah.
Old ice.
The ice? You got Benjamin Button ice.
This is going to be a very tiresome chapter. If that is your response to every instance of the word old, I have bad news for you about the chapter of the letter O and what it is mostly comprised of.
Is it like 50% old shit?
Which is actually what people say when they like look in my house.
Yeah. That's kind of on brand for an antique shop, honestly.
No, again, it just sounds like a Gatsbyism.
My old ice.
My old ice. Stay frosty. He definitely doesn't say that.
So glad you could make it, old ice.
Does it have something to do with, like, staying cool?
It really should, but instead it means, in polar parlance, that of previous seasons.
What does that mean?
Oh, like maybe it has a different, consistency than fresh ice?
Yes.
Very literally ice here.
Yes, very literally ice.
Yeah, it might take a different approach to breakthrough, like more or less dynamite. I don't know how ice works.
Or its presence might indicate that, hey, you're not getting the melt you hoped for, and you can't sail your ships out, you're going to have to walk.
Right.
Well, that sounds familiar.
Hence the need for a guy on a ship whose literal job is Ice Master, which is the most brutal sounding title ever, and I want it. It's so cool.
It's so dope.
Old Stager.
You know what I'm gonna say.
My brain is desperately trying to make a Frasier joke, and it's just spinning in circles like a chihuahua. I'm not getting there.
It is one well-initiated in anything.
How's it spelled?
O-L-D space S-T-A-G-E-R. As in, you've staged it before? You've put on this production before?
Yeah, or whether does it have to do with stage coaches? I don't know. I'm curious about the etymology of the second part. Old, I think we've covered.
No, I think we need to chew on that one a little more.
This is an antiques podcast. We know old.
Still some meat on those bones.
Old stagerism.
Well, that's something that you say when you are an old stager. That's a classic old stager saying.
It's actually a disease of the old stage.
Wow.
Oh no.
It's got a bad case of old stagerism.
It's terminal.
It is an adherence to established customs. See conservatism.
Oh, isn't that good on a boat, though? Don't most of those customs keep you from dying?
That's the thing, right?
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, like, the flogging, maybe not so much, but a lot of it is...
Yeah, there are some traditions, some japes that seem to involve physical violence against people that maybe could be curtailed by future generations.
Just guys being dudes.
Oldsters.
Well, now we're just running out of different ways to call people old.
Those are your peepaws on the boat.
In the old days of cockpit tyranny...
Okay, gonna need an explanation on that, just so you know.
In the old days of cockpit tyranny, mids of 4 years standing and masters, mates, etc., who sadly bullied the youngsters.
Oh.
So the super seniors of the boat are bullying the freshmen.
Oh.
Probably because they're, like, defensive about the fact that they haven't made lieutenant yet, wieners.
Yeah.
Bitches.
Honestly, leave the 11-year-olds alone.
We got too many guys qualified to be lieutenants and not enough boats to put them on, so they all just have to keep rerunning senior year.
Oh no.
Voyage after voyage. And they're getting a little bitter about it.
Either we take a prize or we just keep doing this.
Old wife.
I desperately want this to be the nickname for the first mate.
Oh, God, that would be so funny.
I think it would be cute.
I would love that.
God, if only. It is instead a fish about 2 feet long and 9 inches high in the back, having a small mouth, a large eye, a broad dorsal fin, and a blue body. Also, the brown long-tailed duck of Pennant.
Oh, so it could just be any fucking animal.
If there's one thing I look for in a wife, it is a broad dorsal fin. Am I right, boys?
A small mouth, a large eye, 9 inches high in the back.
Is an old wife the same as an ale wife?
Is that what they're getting at?
Oh.
Because an alewife is a kind of fish about that size.
Oh, maybe it's, yeah, maybe it's just like a little linguistic drift.
If it said herring, I would know for sure, but it seems like they're uncertain as to what it is other than an old wife.
When you've been at sea long enough, everything looks like a wife.
Everything looks like your old wife, eh?
Old woman's tooth.
I mean, I guess you're lucky if they still have them.
A good luck charm.
It is a peculiar chisel for stub mortising.
God damn it, I'm so sure I was right on that one.
Okay, you're gonna have to define at least half the words in that sentence.
I'd love to. Unfortunately, the sailor's word book assumed I would know all of this.
Oh, god damn it.
And offered no further definition.
Why assume anyone's gonna know anything in your book about helping people understand everything?
An incredible question. Oliver.
Well, there he is, my favorite lad.
It's that boy who keeps asking for gruel.
It is a West Country term for a young eel.
Oh,
that's cute. Oh, little Oliver.
Oh, because a young eel is actually, like, the real word is elver.
Oh. Elver. Oh, that's so, you're right.
Yeah, a baby eel is an elver. And so if you think about, like, a West Country accent, like a Hagrid-ass accent, Oliver. Yeah. Oh, that's
cute. Shout out to all of our fans in the West Country.
Hey. Shut it down, guys. That's as cute as this book is getting.
On either tack.
That's actually how you refer to a bisexual.
Oh. I mean, that does fit with the definition given here, because in the Sailor's Word Book it says, any way or every way, a colloquialism.
Hey, yeah.
He tacks to port and starboard, if you know what I mean.
Like 1 o'clock.
Well, that's what it feels like when it's 1 o'clock.
It's when you desperately want it to be lunchtime and you look at the clock and it's 11:30 and your heart just sinks into your shoes.
Oh, God, yeah.
In the Sailor's Word Book, it means with speed, rapidity.
All right.
I don't feel like doing anything with speed and rapidity at 1 p.m.
Yeah. Right?
Or 1 a.m. Like, those are probably my two worst times.
All of the ones just make me want to take a nap.
Yeah, that's sleepy time.
Onion fish.
Stinky boy.
It's a great combo.
It is a delicious, yeah, that is a tasty, like a tastation.
Yeah.
The Sepola rubescens, whose body peels into flakes like that vegetable. It is of a pale red color.
Say it again.
It is of a pale red color.
No, what was the scientific name?
Are you gonna make fun of my pronunciation again?
No, I promise I won't.
This is so threatening.
Sepola rubescens?
You said it wrong.
God damn it! Do you promise?
I set him up, you knock him down, honey!
I actually can't say that for sure, because whatever that was, it wasn't Portuguese, so you could have pronounced it right.
No, it was Latin!
Yeah, so I don't know how the Latins say it.
You dingus!
Well, Latin's dead and Portuguese alive. Viva la Portugal!
Take that, ancient Romans.
Yeah, fuck you.
Portuguese won.
Portugal prima, Portugal prima.
Campeão número uno?
Campeões do mundo.
Accidental Portugal propaganda podcast.
Oh, it's no accident. To open lower deckers.
What is a lower decker is? Refresh my memory?
Not defined in this book.
God damn it. I was kind of hoping it was something you just knew.
I think it means to take your pants off.
Yeah.
It's to moon somebody.
Oh, let's lower deck that son of a gun.
Imagine just a giant brig of war preparing to lay a broadside and they line up to the other ship and it's just a bunch of dudes with their asses out.
Oh, we'll lay a broadside, all right, the broadside of my ass.
Do you ever think about how bad we'd be at being in the Navy?
We would be so kicked out so fast.
I feel like the first time I opened my mouth on a ship, it would be to say something to foment mutiny.
100%.
And I feel like the career would be ended shortly after.
Honestly, the fact that we had to keep consulting a book that told us how to talk to sailors would probably be like their first irritation.
No, I have, like, a fundamental problem with authority that means that while I love imagining for, like, pretendy fun times about life aboard a royal vessel, I think I would be an absolute shit show at it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah.
We'd be regular menaces, we would.
Yeah, it's like my family actually thought that I was going to go for a military career.
Oh, my gosh. Bless.
And instead, I spent, like, my formative years dumpster diving. Could not have read the situation more wrong.
Dumpster diving, specifically in medical waste to retrieve discarded x-rays. In the sailor's word book, to open lower deckers is defined as to fire the lower tier of guns, also said of a person using violent language.
Oh, okay.
That makes sense. I like when it makes sense.
You either tear into a guy with your cannons or you tear into him with your words, but either way, you're opening the lower deckers.
Hundo P.
See, I think y'all would have been great at the shanty portion of being on a vessel.
Absolutely.
You've heard me try to carry a tune.
But it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to be good. Like,
I feel like at a certain point, the other guys just throw you overboard so they don't have to hear it anymore.
No.
I think enthusiasm counts for a lot.
I don't know, man.
How many sailors do you think had, like, vocal training?
Yeah, but, like, the point of a shanty is to keep time. And I don't know if you've noticed, I can't.
Oh, no.
What's, isn't that like the opening scene to Master and Commander? Is the captain's at a concert and he meets the surgeon in passing?
Yes.
And he's tapping his toe to the music and he's tapping to the wrong beat and they get in a fight about it. And that's their meet cute.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. I've never watched Master and Commander.
So it's not in the movie. It's actually in the first book. But yes, Ken, you're right. Jack is like really enthusiastically like, he's, like, humming along, too, and Steven is just like, I'm going to fucking kill this man. And then they become best friends.
Steven would have been so justified. So justified. No jury would convict him.
What, to open the lower decks?
Yeah. Our next word is opinion.
Something I have too many of. No, but for real, is there any universe in which there's a different definition of opinion?
Yeah, I'm like, is it secretly some part of the boat?
Oh yeah, just throw that rope aft over the opinion, me lubber.
Got a bad opinion over there, lads.
Hoist the opinion. No, it is.
I believed you for a half second.
In the Sailor's Word Book, it is an experienced witness who never saw the ship, yet may legally prove that from the description of her by another witness, she was not seaworthy.
What?
I'm confused.
So, a ship sinks. No one aboard had the knowledge to know whether or not the ship was seaworthy. But when they get back to shore, they talk to someone who knows about ships, and from the way they describe what was going on with the ship, the expert can then say, yeah, that ship was not seaworthy. And then that person is the opinion.
Oh, it's the...
Oh, okay.
It's the... See, there's your problem, guy.
It's your insurance agent, basically. They weren't at the crash, but from your description of the crash, they can kind of figure out who was at fault.
Oh, and that's the guy who keeps you all from being, like, court-martialed or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's like, it was boat's fault, not yours.
The boat did a bad.
Yeah, the boat did a bad job.
Opossum shrimp.
What? That sounds cute as fuck.
Yeah, I want 12.
Yeah, could I please get a couple of opossum shrimp?
You might. It doesn't say in the Sailor's Word Book whether it is legal to keep them, but it does describe them as a crustacean, so named from its young being carried about in a sort of pouch for some little time after being hatched. The Mysis flexuosus of naturalists.
Oh, mysid shrimp. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you feed those. That's a really common feeder shrimp.
I figured you of all people would know.
Once they said young pouch, I was like, oh, that's mysis. Yeah, I got it.
What do you feed them to? Like snakes?
Anything. No, they're really small.
Oh, okay.
Actually, mysis shrimp are the favorite food of seahorses.
Oh. Oh. Wow, so something that carries around its babies in a pouch, eating a bunch of other things that carry its babies around in a pouch.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. That's really recursive.
Fucked up.
Ouroboros.
Gnarly.
Opposite tax.
Well, that tax goes the other way.
It is tax spelled T-A-C-K-S, if that helps.
Oh, yeah. The tax are going the wrong way.
Is it just, like, trying a different tack, like tacking into the wind or against the wind or something like that.
That is very close. It is making contrary boards, also a colloquialism for cross purposes.
Oh, okay. Those two were arguing at opposite tacks.
Yes.
Okay, that's cute. I'll allow it.
The Victorian Royal Navy has your permission to keep using this term.
Right. The part that we neglected to say about this episode is that not only is it a bunch of definitions, but it's also us determining whether these statements are legal and permissible.
We are, dare I say, the opinion of sailor vocabulary.
Correct.
Optic.
With your eyes.
Indeed, it is an old term for a magnifying glass.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay, cool.
Ordinary seaman.
Just a regular guy.
Coming up next on ABC. Sounds like a sitcom.
It is the rating for one who can make himself useful on board, even to going aloft and taking his part on a topsail or a topgallant yard, but is not a complete sailor, the latter being termed an able seaman. It would be well if our merchant seamen consisted of apprentices and ABs.
Oh, okay. So he's still learning, but he's like, you know, he can find his ass with both hands.
Yeah. Okay. He's like the guy who sent up into the rigging with the guy who falls into the water in the first episode of The Terror.
Terror mention. Take a drink.
Oh, yeah. I always forget about that poor guy.
Yeah, it's like really soon. It's, yeah.
Henry Collins didn't forget him.
No, he didn't.
Aw.
Speaking of the Terror, Orlop.
Hey, I know this one.
That's part of the boat. That's part of the boat. It's like a deck. It's a deck.
It's a lower deck.
Correct. It is the lowest deck, formerly called Overlop, consisting of a platform laid over the beams in the hold of ships of war, wherein the cables were usually coiled, and containing some cabins as well as the chief storerooms. In trading vessels, it is often a temporary deck.
God, can you imagine your cabin being in the Orlop? How would that smell?
Ugh, not good. Bad.
That would suck so bad. Anyway, congrats, everybody. We are all now officially more qualified than Mr. Hickey when he sets foot aboard Terror.
But will we ever be as devious?
God willing.
We can only hope.
The Orlop doesn't appear in only The Terror, it also comes up in Return of the Obra Dinn.
Hell yeah.
Where I excitedly told all of my friends as we were playing, oh, this is what the Orlop is, this is where it is on the ship, and this is who will be working on it, blah, 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 blah. And then we found that in the game there is a list of ship vocabulary that defined Orlop for us, so like, why was I even there, frankly?
Oh, hush you.
The human touch.
Why was I invited if you're just gonna bring a dictionary?
We didn't find the dictionary until like 6 months after we started playing.
It's a beautiful game, but the navigation needs work.
Much like on a ship.
Oh my god.
It's dramaturgically motivated. That's why the design is bad. It's immersive.
Otter pike.
Oh, don't do that to the otters.
Oh no.
No.
It's a kind of fish, a kind of vicious fish.
It is the Lesser Weaver, Trachinus Draco, also called Sea Stranger.
That's so fucking cool.
That's a really metal name for a fish. Holy shit. The Sea Stranger.
Sea Stranger.
And it's a silly looking fish. It just looks like a goby.
Aww.
Oh, I gotta show you guys this picture of this fish.
Show us the animal.
Let me perceive him.
There he is. The majestic beast.
It's just the little guy.
Wait, he's so silly looking.
He's a little feller.
It's like the fish version of that really round, small, screaming toad.
Yes.
The rain frog, yeah.
Yes. It's like a fish version of the rain frog. It is so orbular, this creature. And it looks so put out.
That doesn't look like it deserves any of its badass names, though. I'm sorry, little man, but like, whomst? Who named you?
Yeah.
It's like when you give yourself a really hardcore nickname in middle school.
Yeah.
And no one calls you it.
It's freaking edgelord fish.
Mine was Spike.
Aww. That's adorable.
But yeah, this thing looks like it should be called the Sand Goober. Like...
Out and outer.
Get gone and then get gone even more.
You kick a guy overboard.
Keep getting gone.
You're not out enough.
It is an old phrase signifying thorough excellence, a man up to his duty and able to perform it in style.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Like he's a real out-and-outer.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right.
Cute.
I love when it makes sense after finding out what it means.
Yeah. Well, now we can recognize when we're in the unlikely event that we are complimented on a ship. It's when you're a good boy.
When we no longer are the worst sailors aboard.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, it'll be about halfway through our cruise through the Northwest Passage when we probably finally stop sucking. Or die.
We're gonna have to do one or the other. Outlandish.
That's crazy.
I mean, that's how people describe me, you know?
Yeah. In the sailor's word book, it means foreign, but means with Jack a place where he does not feel at home or a language which he does not understand. So basically, it's their quaint way of calling their own xenophobia.
Oh, outlandish. I've never thought about it that way before, but yeah, like I'm out of my usual land.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
It's so literal.
So many of these are just, yeah, it's words that we use today, but if you break them down into their constituent parts, it is kind of exactly what it says on the tin, and yeah. We're the ones who have sort of corrupted it.
Ah, oh, that's wild.
I love it.
I love having moments with language.
Right?
Yet another subtitle for this podcast.
I love having moments with language.
Out liquor.
Get off the boat.
You drank all of it. We're out. We're done.
Liquor is spelled L-I-C-K-E-R, if that helps.
Oh, I wish it wasn't.
Still get off the boat. Get off the boat even harder. We don't need any of your kind around.
An unconventional approach to removing barnacles.
In the sailor's word book, it is defined as a corruption of outrigger.
Oh.
What?
Okay. And it just means the same thing?
Yes.
Was someone just feeling silly that day and was like, ha ha, I'm gonna call it the out liquor. And everyone was like, oh, George.
Lol, waffles. So random.
Oh, one of the 55 men named John on this voyage.
Which John is still alive? Come on, you.
And now I know what you're thinking. What is an outrigger?
Yes, thank you.
What is?
It is a strong beam, of which there are several, passed through the ports of a ship and firmly lashed at the gunwale, also assisted by guys from bolts at the waterline to secure the mast in the act of careening by counteracting the strain they suffer from the tackles on the opposite side. Also, any boom rigged out from a vessel to hang boats by clear of the ship when at anchor. Also, any spar as the boomkin for the foretack or the jigger abaft to haul at the mizzen sheet or extend the leading blocks of the main braces.
I'm so angry.
Okay, so could be literally anything.
Also, a small spar used in the tops and cross trees to thrust out and spread the breast backstays to windward. Also, a counterpoising log of wood rigged out from the side of a narrow boat or canoe to prevent it from being upset. So basically, anything that does not usually stick out of a boat that you then stick out of the boat to counterbalance what you're doing to the boat is an outrigger, because it is being rigged outside of the boat.
Any old goddamn thing does seem to be the actual answer here.
It's sticking off the side like wings on a bird.
In the arms of the angels.
I really love it when he defines a relatively simple term with about 16 other extremely jargony terms.
Yeah.
Truly, he is a sailor.
I'm like, you fucker.
Piece of shit.
You're just making sure we have to buy the other volumes of your dictionary, you sneaky man.
Out or down.
It's the two directions you can go in a boat.
That's how I make my propositions at the nightclub. You out or down, baby.
Wow.
Hey.
It is an exclamation of the boatswain, etc., in ordering men out of their hammocks, i.e. turn out or your lanyard will be cut.
Oh, shit. So wake up fast or you've got a date with the floor.
Yes.
Damn.
Get out of bed or we're cutting your bed down and you're going to go boom.
Sounds like what Boy Scout camp is like, from what I've heard.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Those children are so small.
I know.
Oh, no. Speaking of small children... Overboyed.
Too many boys. Get them out.
Too many beautiful boys.
Too many beautiful boys. We gotta stop at a Chuck E. Cheese and get rid of these boys.
It is said of a ship when the captain and majority of the quarterdeck officers are very young.
That's so so cute. It really is too many beautiful boys.
It really is too many beautiful boys.
We got too many sweet little boys on this ship.
It's just a bunch of mids who've just passed the lieutenancy exam. They're all like 19 and 20. And they're trying to order about a crew of like 40-year-old seamen.
No.
God, that's awesome.
The ship is overboard.
Maybe we should stop at the Chuck E. Cheese and give the lieutenant a break.
I mean, once they're like 19, I think you gotta drop them at Dave and Buster's, but same principle.
Right, but he's got so many tokens, and he's like halfway to getting a PS5.
Oh my god, he's gonna make it, I know it.
I think discipline on the ship after getting the PS5 would improve drastically.
Morale, certainly. And finally, Owler.
That's the guy who's got the owl.
That's the guy who takes care of your owls.
That's our bird guy.
Yeah, every boat's got one.
It is an old term on our southern coast for smuggler, particularly persons who carried wool by night in order to ship it contrary to law.
What's that got to do with owls?
Presumably because owls are also active at night.
Oh.
Maybe?
Or a corruption of wooler, since it is particularly related to persons who carried wool by light contrary to law.
Oh, okay, I can see that.
It's just how you say wooler when you're drunk.
Waller. We are so Waller.
Oh, Owler? Sure, okay. Just say smuggler.
And with that, we conclude the chapter O of the Sailor's Word Book.
Wahoo!
Man, that was a doozy.
I learned so much.
I finally know what an orlop is.
At long last.
At last. I am going to be thinking about an overboard ship and just, like, a bunch of spotty teens rocking up to a command meeting and just, like, it's just a really cute mental image.
See, I was actually picturing it the other way around, where they're all, like, NSYNC, like, boy band members.
Oh my god.
And they just look too fresh-faced for the job.
One Direction is now in charge of the Royal Navy.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is a really good twist to those I was sold to One Direction. I was press-ganged by One Direction.
I was press-ganged into His Majesty's service by One Direction.
Wattpad girlies, get at us.
Oh my god. Terror fanfic AU when?
Finally, a realistic way to get sold.
Yeah, do your research. God.
Oh my god. Well, thank you for joining us, Anna.
Oh my god, a delight as always.
If you wish people to find you, where can they do so?
In the walls, like the unknown. No. Sorry. I am on Tumblr at havercampinc.tumblr.com. That's my art blog.
Woo!
If you would like to suggest episode topics or just say hello, you can email us directly, antiquesfreakspodcast@gmail.com. You can post in our Facebook group, Antiques Freaks Friends, or you can tag us on Tumblr, antiquesfreaks.tumblr.com. If you would like to listen to deleted scenes or listen to our special bonus episode presentation of the Victorian Penny Dreadful Varian the Vampire, you can hit up our Patreon at patreon.com/antiquesfreaks. Special shout out to our patrons for paying our hosting fees and filling our hearts with love. And thank you in particular for listening. Au revoir.